this can be classified into three subtopics. The first subtopic is a malpractice that results in the death of a patient, and that we discussed last time. Then there are other two topics. Malpractice resulting in injury to the patient, not death of the patient. And the third subtopic is passive malpractice, not active malpractice. Active malpractice would be when, let's say, a surgeon performs an operation, and because of that, the patient either dies or he's injured, he's mutilated. And passive malpractice would be if a doctor fails to prescribe certain medicines. So that would be passive malpractice. Maybe there's a difference between active malpractice and passive malpractice. But first we have to discuss active malpractice resulting in injury of the patient, not death of the patient. Now, on that question, we have three deceptives. One decepte imbovacame peric tes mishne hei, or no, peric tes mishne gimo. Periktes Mishne Gimu. So the Tisefte in Periktes Mishne Gimu, and not Mishne Aloche Gimu, in Bovakame says as follows. Reitei umen, sher ripei birshus bezden vihizik, potter. That's all. Potter. Now, this is Periktes Mishne, the Aloche Gimu. In Perikvov, in Bovakame, Aloche, hey. So the Tisefta says, Shli, Reipi umen, Sheripi birshus bezden, vihizik, potam idni odom, vidini mosol ashamai. So there is something new mentioned in this Aloche Tisefta. Whereas in Tisefta periktes, so the Tisefta only says, that reifei umen sheripe vishus bezden potter. One could say potter ligamre, within shamayim also. So here the tisefte in Bovakame, perik vov, haloche ei emphasizes, shliya bezden, reifei umen sheripe vishus bezden vihizik potter midini odom vidini mosal shamayim. In other words, he's only potter midini odom, but he's chaye vidini shamayim. But then there is another Tisefte in Gittin, which mentions another Allah. Gittin Tisefte Gittin Perigimu, Halocha Yud Gimu. Keanim Shepiglu Bimigdosh, Shegegim Pturin, Mizidim Chayobin, Mitnitikon Eilo. Reifei shli abezn shehiko b'shus bezn b'hizik b'shegik poter b'meizit chayev n'itik n'ilo. Reifei umen sheripei b'shus bezn b'hizik b'shegik poter b'meizit chayev n'itik n'ilo. So the Mephoshim, you know, the Minchas Bikurim, so they say that n'itik n'ilo relates to b'shegik poter. Of course, the meizit is chayev, but b'shegeik is potter. Why is it potter b'shegeik? Nitnitikon eilom. So that means on the raisa level. So if a reifei umen is merapeg b'shus bezden, and he was a little negligent, and because of that it resulted in injury of the patient, so it's chayev b'raisa. But chachomim lo misakein that he should be potter, because if we'll enforce the deraise, so many a doctor would be deterred to practice medicine, because he'll say, "Mali litzor azeis." I mean, why should I practice medicine and then involve myself in all kinds of responsibilities? So this is what it means. It could be argued that since on the deraise level, I'm not saying it, but it's very reasonable to assume that since on the reise level, reipi umen sheripe, birshus besden, behizik is high, but only mit der Rabbonon is potter, mit den Yodon, mit den Shomayim is high, even mit der Rabbonon. But, mit der Rabbonon is potter, mit den Yodon, mit der Rabbonon is potter, mit den Yodon, because of Tikkun Eilom. Why? Because if he'll be held responsible, so then he'll be deterred from healing and from practicing medicine. But today it's not shayach, since it's a universal practice that there is such a thing as no practice insurance. So mele, the fact that he'll be held responsible will not deter him from practicing medicine because the insurance will cover it. I mean, I'm not saying it, but it could be argued. Anyway, so the Tisefte says in so many words that Reifi Umen Shehirz Shehizik Sheripi Beshut Bezdi Vihizik, so Bimezit Chayev Visheik Potea Mikutik Neilom, and then the Tisefte in Pirik Vova Vulkame says that even Visheik that is Potea, so it's only Potam Neodom, but Dini Moshe Shamayim is Chayev. Now, so in respect to Reifeyumen Sheripi Beshiz Bezdin Vihorag, if the malpractice resulted in the death of the patient, then the Tisefti Makis that we discussed last time says that he is Galen. So we raise the question, why is it different than Av and Rafshiko, Rafshiko, Shner Bezdin Sheiko? So he said, HaKos Mitzvah, so he said, HaKos Mitzvah, he mentioned the Ramban, and we mentioned the Shailas HaTshuvos Tashbatz. So we say that because, Tashbatz doesn't say, he says, Yesh Lechalek, but one of the Nesikelim and Yodeya mentions the Chiluk, because by Afshiko and Rafshiko, so even though he died, so then the Hakoye is still HaKos Mitzvah. But by Reifei, if he doesn't heal, he's not Mikhaim and Mitzvah, what kind of a Mitzvah is Mikhaim? The Mitzvah consists in healing, in curing, not in killing. So the question arose, and Yaseya Binchov, Yanachachov, Yitman, Dalon, Apshecho, so it's a Mitzvah of training, of disciplining. So if he kills, so how is he Mikhaim and Mitzvah? So I pointed out that from the Rambam it's Mashma, that the whole Aloche, that if somebody kills another person, so then his potter is a special zerosakosul that applies only to Ritzeah B'mezi, because the Rambam says, Ritzeah Shnastefesh, Ritzeah Shehorak B'zod Meimbi. And then the Sifri in Parshat Maaseh mentions so many droshes that we have to emate the Hakoye and the Mikeim HaKoye, and so on. So why do we need any psukim? If the pshat in HaKoye Shemikul Homes is because the person didn't die from the HaKoye, we need a posit. He didn't die from the HaKoye, it was just a coincidence that he died from a heart attack, and he would have died anyway. It just happened that he had a heart attack at a time when somebody was mocking him. So what do we need a posit? What do you need a posse? And then why does the Rambam say Ritzia Shia Bezodin? Even Bishege is the same thing. The answer is because the Ram mentions in Sanhedrin, we mentioned it last time, in the name of Arav Rav David, there's a Talmud of the Ramban who says that in case where someone is Makes Havere and he dies, and it's Hakoye Shemir Lomi, so he's Potter of Mise, but we still apply the Din of Tonin Vecheskiye of Makes Chavere B'Sheigeik, so Chayov B'Sheigeik is Pturim B'Tashlumim. But if the Pshat in HaKoyesh L'Gomis would be because he didn't die from it, so how can we apply the Aloche of Chayov B'Sheigeik? Chayov B'Sheigeik means when he did the Avere for the Mezid of which there is a Chayov B'Sheigeik. But he was a Sheigeik. So the Aloche is, even though he's not Chayiv Mise, so we shouldn't say Kom in the Ravnei, but still, we do say Kom in the Ravnei. Since, in the case of Mezi, there would be a Chayiv Mise, so we say Kom in the Ravnei, even when it's done B'Sheik. But here, he didn't die from it. So, I mean, so what has Tom de Cheskes Aloha, why should Tom de Cheskes Aloha have a bearing upon it? So the answer is, as we pointed out from the Rambam, because the Rambam says that the reason is to why, if somebody is Makes Havere, Hakoyesh Indlom is Potea. And according to the Rambam, is the same aloha like somebody who digs a bear of nine tvachim, and then a behemoth falls in and dies, so the bala bear is Potea. So why? Because less than 10 tvachim is in Bekilomis. So the Rambam says, Shezeh Adova Pele, it's an unusual thing. Tmoy Enes, now he doesn't mean Enes. He's not an honest. He had no right to dig a bear, even if no one will die, so will just get injured. So he still had the big avere. So he's not an onus, he's not faultless. He means it's an unusual thing. So that's the Xerus HaKosuv, that if somebody is mocking somebody else with a hakoy, that ordinarily it shouldn't kill him. But sometimes something unusual happens. Something unusual happens. It happens in many, many years. So he's potter because of Xerus HaKosuv, but if there hadn't been a Xerus HaKosuv, he would be chayav misa, as long as he was mishaving to kill it. And he did die from the Koye, he should be chayav misa. But there is a special Xerus HaKosuv. So that special Xerus HaKosuv applies to Ritzea B'Nezit, it doesn't apply to Ritzea B'Shege. So Memele Ritzea B'Shege, if somebody will kill B'Shege, as Chaveirei, he'll be chayav goes, even if the Koye is a Koye Shein B'Gedomis. So that's why there is a Xerus HaKosuv. So, what does it have reference to? It has reference to a case where the Av uses his fists and in disciplining his son, Chas V'Sholem. That's a mitzvah. The Rambam says in the Talmud Torah that the father and the Rebbe is only allowed to hit the son with a koye ketano admei. He has to use a ritzuo kalo admei. So, if Ritzuo Kalo definitely means HaKoyesh Yimikil Homis, if it's Yimikil Homis, so then it's not a HaKoyesh Kalo, it's not a Ritzuo Kalo, so then it's HaKoyesh Ritzichem. So, a father has no heter to even to do it in order to discipline the child, or a Rebbe has no heter to use HaKoyesh Ritzichem Chas V'Sholem. So, it means HaKoyesh Yimikil Homis. So the question arises, if he kills him by employing the HaKoyesh Shem Kel Omis, so why do we have to resort to Xerus HaKosuv of Maya Rishus, Haskol Rishus, Yotzo Rav Anakev Nei Rav Aredes Talmidei? It's HaKoyesh Shem Kel Omis. The answer is because the Rambam says that the whole aloha of HaKoyesh Shem Kel Omis is potter, is only Xerus HaKosuv, the Gabi Mise, not the Gabi Goles, but the Gabi Ava Matis Neva Gabaret Salmidei, there is a, since it's a Koyes Mitzvah, so then he's Potter of Goles, if it was a Koyes Shein Begid Lomis. So, if it's a Koyes Shein Begid Lomis, so then the Koye is Al-Pidin considered a Koyes Shein Mitzvah, even if he did die, because after all, he shouldn't die. Mashenkin Vareifei, if he is a little negligent, and because of the surgery, so the patient died, so it is certainly Akoye Sheiv Mitlomis, and then the Akoye, if the patient died, so then we cannot say that the Akoye was Akoye Shal Mitzvah. The Akoye Shal Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is Virape Yerape, to heal, to cure, not to kill. So that is the Pshat in the Rambam. But that is the Pshat in the Tisefri, that says in Akes, Reifei, Umen, Sheratipei, Vihora, Karezegele. But suppose he performs an operation under such circumstances where there is no element of negligence whatsoever. Let's say he asked, he consulted all the Poski Ador, and the old Paskin did that under the circumstances, so he has to perform the operation, even though there is a risk, but there is nothing we can do. So there are many situations where there is still a risk, maybe 5% Sofik, maybe 10, maybe even 20 under the circumstances. So it has to be done, because if he's not going to perform an operation, then it's 99% sure that he'll die, or 100% sure that he'll die. I don't like to say 100%. 99% sure that he'll die. So under such circumstances, if he gets it exactly as he has to perform the operation, of course he will not be Chayav Goles. How will he be Chayav Goles? He's an Omitz Gomor, like Naram Rosso Shezin Sobeines, my Havel Mevat. What should he have done? If he had not performed the operation, then he would have acted against the Din. But unfortunately, a tragedy happened. So in such case, that his Sefteh will not say that he is Chayav Goles. That his Sefteh says he's Chayav Goles in a case where there is an element of negligence, little negligence. Let's say, suppose he decided that it has to be done, there is no other alternative, there is no other method of cure. But if he had consulted other doctors, they would have advised him that it's not indispensable, the operation. So then there is an element of negligence. So in such a case, he's Chayav Goles. But if he does it under such circumstances where there is no element of negligence, then of course he's an honest gombo. And honest Chachmoy Patre, like Naram Rosso Shezin Seines, because my Havel Meva. That's in connection with malpractice that results in the death of the patient. But now I want to discuss malpractice that results in the injury to the patient. So we see that midaraisa, so is chayev ben bimezid ben bishegeik bin odom. But mitikun eilom, so bishegeik is potter bin odom. But the nishamayim is chayev even bishegeik, even bishegeik. Now, why is it chayev? Midraise even b'sheik. Why? Very simple. Because there is aloha for the muad leila. So then, ligabe odam achivu b'chaveire. So then is chayev bein b'neizid bein b'sheik bein b'yons. There is a machlekes v'sheini. There is a taste v'shite is. Teisves Shittim Bukame at the end of Kista Regel, the beginning of Amniach, that even though Odom is Muid Leilom, but Onus Gomo is Potter. And according to Teisves, what is considered Onus Gomo? Onus Gomo, according to Teisves, is considered Enes King Nevi. Enes King Nevi. Enes King Aveide is Chayet. But Enes King Nevi is Potter. Rabbi Nishaye, at the end of second period in Shin Kubeses and Lotame, he says also Onus Gomu is Potter. But where is, according to Tesis, Onus Gomu that is Potter? By Hebel, by Mazik. Means Enes King Neve. So even that kind of Enes, who are Ishim Asocha is Chayef, because Ishim Asocha is Chayef of Neva Ben. And Ishim Asocha is only Potter for Ons and Murim, but Enes King Neve is Chayef, but Odma Mazik is Potter. Rabbi Yishaya says no. Onus Gomo is Potter. But what kind of Onus Gomo is Potter? Rabbi Yishaya says, an Onus Gomo like the same name as Shema Socha is Potter. Let's say, if Listim took away, but Enes King Neve, so another Mamazik is Chai. Then the Shite of the Ramban in Melchames, in Sichar Soumnin, is Sichar Soumnin. So the Ramban says that Odom is Muid Leilom, even when on his gum, and even when Enes of Yeruach Shein Mitzuy Oklau, like Enes, like the Soro Shal Elio, the biggest kind of Enes, something that could not be anticipated, like the Soro Shal Elio, so it never happens, even for that Enes is Potter. Why shouldn't we say Onus Rachmone Patrei? So after all, there is a halacha of Nonaris Hasdobo. If somebody is an Onus Gomor, so he's Potter from everything. The answer is, the Shita of the Ramban is, that the reason is to why Odom HaMazik is Chayev, Makebe Mishalmenu, and Odom HaChiv Chaver is Chayev Nezek, is not Betiras Enish for the Maisa Vera being Mazik. true, there is an avera to be mazik. There is an avera to be cheder b'chavere. But the reason as to why one is chayev is not because it's an inish for the avera. Not because it's an inish for the avera. As a matter of fact, the shita of the Agoyis Oshre is that if a cotton is mazik, so when he becomes a godel, so he has to pay. But the cotton is a potter of onshin. The answer is because the chiyuv to pay is not an inish. It's not an inish. It's not a fine. He has to pay because it caused him damage. So Mimele has to pay. And we see that the Gemara says in Balakame. In other words, certain times, so the shasitzas volim, there is a rishus bezdin for a person to be made as zivloy rishus rabim, be tzevri kol shleishim yeim kidei sheyishim, be ragli odom ragli behemo, shal naskin hilchin Yeshua es oretz. So Yeshua was masne, that Shasitra's volume, so every person has the right to throw out the zevel into the Yeshua's Rabbi. So it's Beheta Gomo. It's one of the Tnoi Yeshua. Still, but if somebody slipped, he has to pay. But if it had been Beter Seinesh, why should he have to pay? So it's a Raya that the reason is why in Mazik is have to pay is not Beter Seinesh. Not Beter Seinesh. It's truly, ordinarily, it's an Avere to be mazik. But even in the case where there is no avir, let's say Bishasi Tras volim, so he made the bear beheta. But if somebody falls, he slips and falls, so he has to pay. Why? It's Allah is mechuyev to pay for the nezek. So Mele the Ramban Shiti is that Odom Wed Leilom, even the Ruach Sheinu Mitzio, like the Soro Shal Riyo. So, but my Havel Mebad, so that's Iptur Abonshin, my Havel Mebad. In La Nara, Chait Mishpat Moves, Kasha Yokum Yishal Reyu, Tzochel Kinadorazeh. But here it's not Beter Seinesh, he has to pay. So Mimele, that's why the Tisefte says that Midraise, Reifei Umen, Sherifei Beshuz Bezden Behizik, is Chai. And it means he's Chai Midraise, Bein Bimezit, Bein Bishay. And Midraise, even Beines is high. But according to Teisves, if it's an Enes Gein Neve, is Potter. According to Rabbi Yishai, if it's an Enes Gomo, like the Enes for which a Shem Sochor is Potter, so he's also Potter. But according to the Ramban, Midraise, he'll be Chayev, even if it's an Enes Gomo, and even if there is no element of negligence. But if it results in injury, he's Mechuyev to pay Midraise. But there is a special takonis chachomim that is potter to pay. Why is there a special takonis chachomim? Mipnei tikun elon. But binishamayim, he is still mechuyev. Binishamayim is still mechuyev. But one thing has to be pointed out. Now this halacha of Odom Moed Leilom applies to mazik mamein and to chovel b'chaveri, but only vis-a-vis nezek. But vis-a-vis tzar, ripu, sheves, certain needless creation, Beishas, because Beishas there is a special aloha, actually is Chavinli Baish, but even vis-a-vis Tzah, Vipu Sheves, so only if he's a Pishea is Chai. But if it's not a Pishea, if it's not negligent, so then he's potter to pay Tzah, Vipu Sheves. So Mele, when Tisefte says, Rei Pei Umen, Sher Rei Pei Vashuz Bezden, so Vihizik, so Bimezit Chayev, Bishegeik, Shegeik Potter, only in Tikkun Olam, but with the Raisi is Chayev, and even with the Rabbonon, so is Chayev in Shemayim, that's only vis-a-vis Nezek, but not in connection with Tzar and Ripu and Sheves, because they are, there is a locher only if he's a pesher. So mele, if a doctor was negligent, culpably negligent, in other words, he was a pesher, then he would be chayev. He would be chayev even tzari for sheves. But not beishes, because beishes there is a locher as he is chavn lebaish. But suppose he was not culpably negligent. So then he would be chayev midiraise. He would be chayev midiraise. And maybe even midirabonah, if he was not culpably negligent. So then he would be chayev midiraise nezek, but not tzar ripo and sheves. Right. Now, yes?
The whole reason for it's not. According to the Ramban, it's not the onesh of his action, but it's just sort of hashlama to the nezek.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kedei Shamayim, after the physician dies, how could he repay
I'm not talking now about the patient dying.
Oh, no,
patient,
the
when the patient, yeah.
The patient is
injured.
Yeah.
How?
No, I understand, but how is the physician going? We said,
yeah, but the Shemayim is chayav.
It's chayav.
Yeah.
But if the whole reason of the chayavut, according to the Ramban, is not mitorat onesh, but mitorat hashlama to the nezek,
yeah.
How Midei Shemayim is going to pay, to repay back the nezek that he did to the patient?
Why not?
How? No, I'm not saying why not. How?
You pay the damage. Let's see the nezek. The way nezek is appraised all the time.
No, yeah, but if there is no betin shabne adam, he's patumi dine adam.
So he'll come to Bezdin, and he'll say, I want to do the right thing. And Bezdin will tell him, this is the right thing, we are not going to collect, we are not going to live in attachment ayon echosim, but this is what you have to do. Dine Shamayim, we'll soon discuss what Dine Shamayim means. Whether the Nishamayim means a real chiyuv mamei, or the Nishamayim only means he has to do it in order to have kapore for his aver. We'll soon see what the Nishamayim means. But Bezdin will not enforce it, will not live in attachment on his nechosi, but he still has an obligation to pay. What's the nature of the obligation? Whether it means that it's a real legal obligation, except that Bezdin will not enforce it. In other words, it's an unenforceable legal obligation of Nishamayim means that he has Avera Lashamayim, but it's not a legal obligation. Nakimina would be whether he tofas mafkinomine or he tofas loy mafkinomine. That we'll discuss. Anyway, so this is in regard to malpractice that results in injury of the patient. Now, I really want to discuss this question. What does it mean, Dine Shamayim Chayim? The Tisefte Umbavakame says that Reifei, a woman Sheripe, Pershus Bezdin Vihizik, Potter Bin Yodom, Bidinim Mosal Shamayim. The Shamayim, that means even Bishayim, Bidinim Mosal Shamayim. What does it mean, Bidinim Mosal Shamayim? Does Bidinim Mosal Shamayim mean that it's a real legal obligation? But Bezdin will not be here in the chosam. Bezdin will not live in attachment. Or Bnei Shamayim means it's a moral obligation. In other words, he's mechuyev to do it. It's a mitzvah for him to do it. But it's not a legal obligation. Nafkemina would be like this. So suppose the Baldin is tefes. Bezdin will not do it. Will not live in attachment. But suppose he grabs from him. He collects. If it is a legal obligation, except that Bezdin will not enforce it, so then, if Tofas Loi Matkinmene, it's just as Rashi says in regard to Kongen Derabne. So in other words, if somebody, let's say, throws a chetz on Shabbos, Mitchilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet, Bikoras Heroim Bal Lechosi, so then he's potter to pay. Why? Because Mishum Tisha Achas Tumechaivei, or in Osei is onish yonish, or yesh Osei, lo yonish, because if he's chayv nise, some melee it passes him from paying money. But Rashi, according to Rashi's Gilse, in Bumitsiye, Nasir Hasap, פיילים, הם בולקם עם פרק נעובה, איתוף אסלוי מפקינוי. איתוף אסלוי מפקינוי. Why? Because he's high with the Shammai. It's only, it's not impossible at best, but it's a real legal obligation. So the Shammai doesn't mean it's a moral obligation. No, it's a legal obligation. He is high to pay, except that Bezdin will not be yered l'chosav. Bezdin will not live in attachment. But it's a legal obligation. It's a real debt. And if the Baldin stay pays, so loy mafkinamene. So the question is, here, when the Tisefta says, the treifei umen shall be paid, versus Bezdin the Yizik, and it is part of the Odom, the Mosel Shammai, does it mean that it's a legal obligation with the Shamayim, except that Bezdin will not enforce it, Mumele Yitofas is Loi Mavkinumene, or it's not even a legal obligation, it's just a mitzvah, it's a moral obligation, it's a mitzvah, he has to do it, but it's not a legal obligation, and Yitofas is Mitzimiyot. Now, I don't know of any Machlekes Rishenim explicitly in regard to this Tisefta. Because after all, this Tisefta is not mentioned in the Gemara, it's only a Tisefta. And Rishenim, very few Rishenim mention this Tisefta. I mentioned last time, the Shailas Yitshubes Tashbatz, he mentions this Tisefta. In Chil Gimul of Shailas Yitshubes Tashbatz, Tshuve Pibes. But other Rishenim, I mean, the Rambam doesn't discuss it, the Bais Yosef doesn't even mention it. So, but we find the Machlekes Rishenim in regard to other Dinim Mosel HaShemayim, not this Dinim Mosel HaShemayim, in regard to other Dinim Mosel HaShemayim, we find the Machlekes Rishenim. Now, let's see Gemara in Bava Kama. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama, that nun hei omid beis, Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehoshua, Abo dvorim o eise eison, pota v'ni odom, v'chai v'ni shomai. V'ilehi, ha-peritz gedo v'fni b'emes chaveir. So in other words, he breaks the gedo v'ni b'emes chaveir, then the b'emes chaveir, and the b'fnei b'emes chaveir gets lost. Or ha'kifif kimosi shal chaveir b'fnei adleiko. And then it's burned. V'asecheri di shekel lehoit. V'yidea idis l'chaveir v'ini meile. Meile. So, in other words, all these things where he's put on the odom, why is the chayim put on the odom? Because it's gome. Pires get up from the chavere, hakif kamosi chavere b'fnei adleiko. He didn't make the fire, but he escaped. He brought it closer to the fire. Now the gome was here, and then he brought it over here. So mele, the fire that was made by somebody else was able to consume the gome. So he was a geirin. So he spotted me odom b'chayv neishamay. Hasichari di shekel hoit. In other words, if somebody hires false witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and then Bezdin is meitzi on the basis of the testimony. So the one who hired the Edim is Chayv Neshamai because he wasn't mazik with lying, but he was a geirah. So briefly it means that every gome, so he's part of so he's part of the other, but every gome of Nizokin is Chayv Neshamai. Now, we have a different distinction between Gom and Gami. So Gami, according to Rav Meir, we pass like Rav Meir is Chayev. So Gami is Chayev in the Neodom. But Gome is part of the Neodom. But in Shomayim, even Gome is Chayev. What does it mean here in Shomayim? Now we have, the Gemara mentions, other part of Neodom Chayev in Shomayim. For example, Bisuleke, Broike, Hashleach Hasavir, Biatra Shit, Bukotun, Potanod, Machai, Shamayim, again it's Grome. Hamavis es chaveri, pos another chayim shamayim, if somebody screams, and then the other person who hears the screaming gets frightened, and he suffers injury, he might have a heart attack because he got frightened. So he's part of the other because he wasn't able in the Yodayim, but he's chayim shamayim. So, Nishvo Akadiv Yashus Arabim Velo Yisilko. Suppose he walks on the road and then the kad, the pitcher, falls down Beinus. It was not his fault. Let's say he was in Iskal, not a pishaya. He was an honest. So he is not at fault for the fall. But he was negligent because after he fell and the kad fell down, the fragments of the kad fell down on Rosh Rabin, it was his obligation to pick up the fragments. He didn't. So then, Nishbor Akad Rosh Rabin v'loi silko, noflo gamlei v'loi amido, radmeya mechayev be'ezeikon, v'chachomim potam v'inodo mechayev v'nishamay. So why doesn't the Braisa mention this? So the Gemara says, hey, nye ike tuve. There are many more that is potam v'inodo mechayev v'nishamay. V'hani yitzterichalei. So why does Rabbi Shua mention just these four? Because these four, they could be Salkedaitoch, that is even Potter ben Nishamayim also. Mashinkin, the other Gomes, there couldn't be any Salkedaitoch that is Potter ben Nishamayim. So of course it's Chayv Nishamayim. So why these four, they could be Salkedaitoch? There could be Salkedaitoch. That even Nishmaim is potter, because we could say the Pirz Yavneras Chaber Ma'u detainment, Kim do Mr. Koye Ma'ovit, because the Gemara applies to Pirz Yavneras Chaber to a Kaisel Ruah. In other words, if it was a dilapidated Kaisel, so Mele we could argue, since it's a dilapidated Kaisel, so it should be potter Nishmaim too, because you could say, listen, this Kaisel is going to be torn down anyway. So what did I do? Why should it be chayv nishamayim? So kamashmon that is chayv nishamayim. Hakiv k'moshel chaverei ma'ur tein meleim mi avi yodane das yeruach shen mitzuyo. And the Gemara applies hakiv k'moshel chaverei to a case where he was kiv k'moshel chaverei and he brought it so close to the fire that for yeruach shen mitzuyo the fire was able to consume it. If he didn't bring it closer, so then even the ruach shen mitzuyo wouldn't have consumed it. But Shein came, in view of the fact that he brought it closer, so he bent the Kalmo, so Mele through a Rosh Mitzuyo, the fire was able to burn it. So I could say that he should be part of Nishamayim too. And Rav Ashi applies the Braise of Hakiv Komosi Shal Chaveri B'Pnei Adleiko to a case where, let's say, he, let's say, saw that there is a fire spreading and there is a kemo shel chaverei, there is a ptur of tamun, so he took something and he covered the kemo. So mele, when the fire burns it, so the one who made the fire is potter, because there is lakosuf, the tamun is potter beish. So mele, I could say, here is potter b'nishamayim too, ma'uri teime anu, anu kisuye kaseise. I just covered it. On the contrary, I tried to protect you. I covered it so that the fire shouldn't have access to it. And by the day is have made it, have shikre, so in other words, so the Gemara says in effect, there are many, many other gromes that is chayv nishamayim. But Rabbi Yeshua mentions these four because these four, one could argue, is potter nishamayim. But there are many, many others where is chayv nishamayim. Now, let's see what the Rav Amir in Shnit Betzel says about the chayv nishamayim. שכוסבנו אולו פתם, שהוא חייב בנשמיים, פירושי שהוא חייב בישובי. כל ענייני שיער, אף משהו פוטר בין בנשמיים, איסה מורקובית. אל עניין של השובי נאמר כאן. He says, whatever the Gemara says here, or in any other place, פוטר בנורם חייב בנשמיים. So what does it mean, חייב בנשמיים? It means that it's mamash illegal obligation. He's mechuyev to pay. But it doesn't mean he has navere. He has navere. It means it's a real legal obligation. But it's not enforceable by Bezdin. Bezdin will not be erred l'mchosko. So he said, umikam kosko b'dele aderes. Now, the Miri doesn't mention names. So he all, let's say, the Rambam, he refers to the Rambam, b'dele amchapre. The Rif, he refers as b'dele aposkim, Rashiyo, refers as Delei HaMeforshim, and the Raibet refers as Delei HaMagin, Delei HaGedereis, so it is accepted that when he says Delei HaGedereis, he means the Ramban. All right, whatever. So he says, Umikam Kospuk Delei HaGedereis, Shekol Shenemar Olof Shechai Bnei Shomayim, Poslu Leides, Achi Yoshim, Vavor Nirim, Shemeacha Shulchai Bnei Tels Gzil Olof, Chol Olof Achi Yoshim. So the Miri goes so far as to say that, let's say, whenever the Gemara mentions Chayv Nishamayim, let's say Gromi. Gromi in general is Chayv Nishamayim. So it's a real legal obligation. So much that suppose somebody is Girim Lazik and Bezdin told him you have to pay, but you're not going to levy an attachment on your mechos. But he refuses to pay. So then he's postulated. He's the Rosh of the Chumash. He's a gazlan, like someone who owes a debt, and he says, I'm not going to pay it. If he owes a debt, and he doesn't pay it because he doesn't have the money, and he doesn't try to raise the money, so then he's not a gazlan. As long as he intends to pay it. But suppose he owes a debt to somebody, and he tells him, I'm never going to pay it. So then he's supposed to latest. He's a gazlan. So here too, if somebody was Girim Lahazik, so Bezdin told him, you have to pay, but we are not going to levy an attachment on the chosid. So if he doesn't pay, so then he's a gazlan and he's postulated. So naturally, it's a real legal obligation. It's not just a mitzvah to pay. It's not a moral obligation, a mitzvah. It's a legal obligation, it's a real debt, like any other debt, except it's not enforced. Bezdin is not here to seek mechosid. So Meli Tofas is Lo Nakinemi. Now the Yamshel Shleime in Burakame mentions 2 days Rishim. He says that the Dalet Vorim or any other Chayiv Nishem Potam Nodom Chayiv Nishamayim. So it means that Bezdin is not here to seek mechosid. But Bezdin will tell him you have to pay, and not only tell him minorly. If he says no, I don't want to pay, so Bezdin will rebuke him and be geyer on him, but Bezdin will not use force against him, will not hit him, will not have an attachment as nechosim. In other words, that's the shite, that it's a real legal obligation. It's not just mitzvahs, the right thing in our obligation. It's a real legal obligation, but it's unenforceable. So melei tofas, he should follow his remafkin melei, as the way Rashi says in regard to come the Rabbi. Then he mentions in the name of other Rishayim that Bezdin will just tell him, you have to pay, but Bezdin will not rebuke him, Bezdin will not scream at him. So apparently that she assumes that it's not a legal obligation, it's only a mitzvah to pay. Now, on what is that mitzvah based? Now, I think that Rashi Shite is contrary to the Shite of the Miri and the Ramban. According to the Miri and the Ramban, so Potter Bnod Mechayv Nishamayim is a real legal obligation. It's a chiyuv moment, not just a mitzvah. He has an avera if he doesn't pay. No, it's a real legal obligation, and itofas l'nafkinamineh. According to Rashi, I think it's only a moral obligation. It's an einish. In other words, if he doesn't pay, so then he might be an Nishamayim. He has an avera. In order to have kapp. doesn't pay, he doesn't have kapora for that area. That is not a legal obligation. He just a mitzvah. Now, how do I see that this is Rashi Shita? Now, Rashi, we didn't have to give up. The Gemara says, also mentions a list of things that is part of the Odom v'chayim nishamayim. Ho'isim elohob mechatos u'biparas chatos. Part of the Odom v'chayim nishamayim. So Rashi says here, וחייב משמיים פורונוס לישלים לרשויים שהם ישחבים להפסיד את ישראל. So he doesn't say that חייב משמיים means he has to pay money. חייב משמיים means he is responsible. He'll be נענשת בידי שמיים, and if he wants to relieve himself of being נענשת בידי שמיים, then he has to reimburse him, the person, for the damage caused. So Rashi is really kind of Ramban in the Gemara. In other words, according to Rashi, it's not a legal obligation. It's only a mitzvah that he has to pay. You can call it a moral obligation. But it's a moral obligation, it's a moral obligation. Now the question is, if it's not a legal obligation, so which parasha does it come? If it's a legal obligation, but it's only aloha, it's not important. So it's in the same parasha of Makibay Mishalmano, but sometimes it's impossible at best, and sometimes it's not impossible at best. But if it's not a legal obligation, but just if he doesn't pay, so then he's Nifra. So, Puronisli Shalim Lirashoy. Puronisli Shalim Lirashoy. In other words, if he wants to have Kapore, so that he should not be Nerim Nishamayim, he has to pay. Where is that based? What is it based upon? What is it based? I think that this is based upon a Mishneh in Bava Kami. That's how it's based. The Mishnah in Bava Kami Daf Sadik Bei says, "Afal pi shuneisin lei einimcha lei achi yivakish mimenu shenema ve'ato hoshi ish so ish." The Yispal bat Hokinoviu. That's the pasuk in connection with Avimelech and Tzor. So the Rebbeinu Shalom told Avimelech that he has to make reparations for the wrong done to Avram and to Saul by taking Saul away from Avram. So the Mishnah says, from that we can deduce a general aloche, that when somebody is chayev b'chaveiro, so he's chayev to pay a borim, nezek, tzar, lipus, shebes, beishes. That's not enough. In order to have kapore, so he has to make amends, and he has to ask him, he has to ask the grief party should be mechalim. Shenema ba'ato hoshi eish esho ish v'yispal ba'at chokin of you. Now, let's see the parasha in Vayehu. Now, Rabbi Yehni Shari Tshuve says that if somebody doesn't have a he's mechuyif to be true. So what is true? True, everybody knows, consists of two elements. Charot lova, kapor habe, then there's another element, he has to be misvadi. So Rabbi Yehni says, that is illegal to have a shemur mokim. But if somebody doesn't have a so they are more than two elements. There is charot lova, Kapole and Kabole Lehabe, and also he has to make amends. He has to be pious, Chavere, pious. Now, pious doesn't mean just ask me feeling. Pious means he has to rectify the wrong. So the Chavere points out, suppose somebody was talking Russian horror against another person. So then, and then he does stupid. So then he has to be pious, Chavere. And if he doesn't, and if he does stupid, and he's not pious, Chavere, so he still remains a Roshi. In other words, Rabbeinu says that Kinavirish Lolo Chavere, there are three elements, Charot Elova, Kabola Lahabe, and Pius. Now, what does Pius mean? Pius includes also the element of asking Mechile. But the Mechile is just one of the ingredients in rectification of the wrong. It's in other words, if he was Mitzayas Chavere, so until he apologizes to him, so then he did not rectify the wrong, only if he apologized. But in general, it means rectification of the wrong, to make amends, to make amends. Now, it is interesting, when the Chofetz Chaim, this is a true story, when the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Shmiras Halosha, so he went to Rav Sol Salanter, and he asked Rav Sol Salanter to give us Kamei on the Sefer. So Rav Sol Salanter looked over the whole Sefer from the beginning to end, and Rav Sol Salanter told Rav Chaim, it's a wonderful Sefer, but there is one thing he doesn't agree with, and that is Rav Chaim says in Shmiras Halosha, if somebody was chaitim or shnoi, and then he does chumi, so he has to come to the person against whom he talked and tell him, I talked against you, and he said such terrible things about you. And even if that person never knew that this person talked against him, so the Chofetz Chaim paskens, he still has to come to him and ask him to forgive. So Rav Sol Salanter says, I'm not going to give you a command unless you take it out. So the Chofetz Chaim is divine. So he says, because it's against the rule. It doesn't make sense. That's what Rav Sol Salanter says at the time. In other words, somebody did an avera. He talked against him, Reuven talked against Shimon, and then Shimon doesn't know about it. So he comes to Shimon, and says, oh, I said about you that you are a fool, and that you are a Rosh, and you are this, and you are that, and I. So then he'll be Tzaya Shimon, that's Shuve. So he's Mesiv Peshal Pishim. What kind of truth is it? How can I give us comment if you have such a aloha in the city? So the Chaim was a big passion. So he said, but Rabbi Yehuda says so. Shachube, Ali is Rabbi Yehuda. So I says, I know. But we have to apply the Rabbi Yehuda to the case where the person against whom he talked knew about it. So then he has to ask him a feeling. But suppose the person who against whom he talked doesn't even know about it, now he's going to discover it to him, so he'll be Mesiv Peshal Pishim. So Chofetz Chaim said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't limit it to that case. He says, stop. So Chofetz Chaim said, all right, you are entitled to your opinion, but I'm convinced that Rabbi Yehuda has reference to that case, not to any other case, so if you don't take it out, I am not going to give you a. So Chofetz Chaim said, I want to get out, but I'll mention in the Hagdomeh that you are chilek on that point. So Rav Sol Salanter said, no, I don't know. I'm not going to give haskamah. So Rav Sol Salanter did not give the Chofetz Chaim haskamah. So we have a machlekes, you know. So is this Rabbi? Anyway, so what Rav Sol Salanter, what he was the lomdes of Rav Sol Salanter? I mean, might sound audacious to be machria between Rav Sol Salanter and Chofetz Chaim, but I can't help it. It seems that Rav Sol Salanter was more mistaka than what the Chofetz Chaim said. And what was the lomdes of Rav Sol Salanter? The lomdes of Rav Sol Salanter was because asking mechile is not the essential thing. It's not the essential thing. After all, Rabbi Yehuda mentions this posik from Vallejo in connection with Havro. He mentions the Ava. How do we know that Tshuva is not effective unless he asks for Mechile? Because of the Mishnei Nachevo, that Tzadik Veis, Afo Pishu Nesin Lei Nimchalei, Achi Yivakish Menu, Shenema Vato Oshib Ish Shoyish, Ki Novi Hu Bispal Bato. So the Rebbein Shom just told him to ask Avraham Avinu for Mechile, Hoshib Ish Shoyish. In other words, rectify them. You took away Sore from Avraham, and you caused Sar to Avraham, you have to make amends. You have to give reparations for the wrong you did. As a matter of fact, it's not only Hoshein, it's mentioned in the parashe in Vayero. This parashe is really the basis for the concept of reparations. You know, there is a legal concept of reparations. In other words, if somebody does it wrong, so he has to make amends by paying reparations to the aggrieved party. So where is the source for that concept that this parashah in Vayero? Vayobe yalikim el avimelech b'chalim haloylo vayein alei hincho meis haloyish asher lakachto vihi bi'ulas bo'av v'avimelech likora v'leo vayimer adishem hagoy gam tzadik ta'arek הלאיהו אמר לי אחי סי, והיא גם היא אומרי, אומרו, אוכי הוא, ושום לי בו ויובני כי אין כפי, עושי סי זויס. ויימר אלו ולקים בחלים, גם עונך ידעתי כי ושום לי בו וכה עושי סי זויס. ואחסר גם עונך יסכו מחתי לי, על כן יסתיך או לגיע, על כן לא יסתיך או לגיע אלו. ועתו חושב איש יסו איש, כי נביאו. So, זה רבין שום ג'וסטלם to ask, אברון פמחילה, חושב! You have to make amends. But if you do everything and you don't ask Mechile, so then the rectification, the amends, the making of amends is not complete. V'is pal batro v'chyei v'imein cho meishi da'ak meistomus ata v'chola shalach. So what the Rebbein Shalom was madgish is meishi, not the asking Mechile. Asking Mechile is part and parcel of making amends. And then it says, then it says, Vayikach Avimelech Seinu Bokor Vavodim Ushvoches Vayitin Leavrom Vayoshev Leisor Ishti. So together with the restoration of Soro, he paid it. Seinu Bokor Vayimer Avimelech Hinei Arzi Lifonecho Batei Beinecho Sheib Ulisor Omar Hinei Nosati Elef Kesef Lachicho Hinei Hu Loch Ksusinai Lichel Asheritoch. What it means is naive reparations. So it's not just he restored Tzore, or he asked Avraham and Tzore for forgiveness. He did that too. But it wasn't just a mere asking of forgiveness. That's the trouble. People think that if they do Kol Dovaros of Not Mochavere, then they ask Mechile, Erev Yom Kippur, they call up, they ask Mechile, they are Yitzhak. That's not it. That's not all. In other words, asking Mechile is one of the ingredients in making amends. But that by itself is just lip service. It's nothing. But who made real amends? Who rectified wrong? Avraham. Ami Avimelech. He says, Ksusinayim. He gave Elef Kesef. Reparations. So in other words, so that is one of the elements in Tshuva. If somebody doesn't have a Avere, so then, in order to have kapore, so he has charot elova, kabol elahave, and tikkun amuvos, making amends. Asking mechile is an ingredient in tikkun amuvos. But it's tikkun amuvos, it's not just asking mechile. It's not just asking mechile. Some mele, this is the shita of Rashi. The shita of the Ramban, and the shita of the Ramban, and the and the Miri is that potom non chayv nishamayim, so chayv nishamayim means a real obligation. And this post-latest is a gazda. Except that that it's not enforceable by Bezdin. Bezdin will not live in attachment. But it's a real legal obligation. According to Rashi, it's not a legal obligation. is potter. Is potter grommy is potter. But, on a very day, there is a misa to be made. Some mele, he has to do tshuva. In order to have kapora, so he has to do tshuva. And one of the ingredients of the elements in tshuva, non luchavere, is tikkun amuvos. So how is tikkun amuvos done? How is tikkun amuvos done in case of mazik? By reimbursing the nizek for the damage done. In case of chavole, so just paying is not enough. So afa pishishilim lei in imchale, because there is sa, so he has to ask him for forgiveness too. Mashenki, in case of mazik momen, where there is no tzaragu, as long as he compensates him and he reimburses him for the damage he sustained, so mele there is already tikkun amuvos. So that's the pshat in chayev b'dinei shamayim. That's the pshat in chayev b'dinei shamayim. Now, what I think that in respect, this machlekes is in respect to the potam nodon chayim shamayim that Gemara mentions in connection with gromit. Gromit, pirkei l'chaveri, pirkei l'chaveri, haydi, or hakim, komosi shal chaveri, in connection with gromit. But the chayim shamayim, that the Sefer mentions in connection of Reifei Umen Sherifei Bishelek, so is Potter Nodom V'chayim Nishamayim, they are even Rashi, that's what I think, even Rashi already, that the Chayim Nishamayim, that is Sefer, means a real legal application. Why? Because in regard to Grome, so Midraisi is Potter Nodom, Midraisi is Potter Nodom. But is chayv neshamayim. So mele Rashi shita is, since midraisi is potter miodom, gromi is potter. So what does it mean chayv neshamayim? It only means that he is nenech neshamayim until he reimburses. So then he'll have kapore for the aver. Mashenkin here, where the potter miodom is only midrabonom kleitikun eilom. So midraisi is chayv to pay even the miodom. And Besden will enforce it with Reis. But there is a special takonis chachomim tikkun eilom in order that doctors should not be deterred from curing patients, that he should be potter miodom. So it was only necessary to potter him from the legal, from the enforceable legal obligation, but not from the legal obligation B'nei Shamayim is an unenforceable obligation. Where does Rashi say that B'nei Shamayim only means Nene B'nei Shamayim? That's vis-a-vis Grome, where Midiraise is Potter, Midiraise is Potter. Mashein kei rei pei umen sher vi pei bershus bezun vihizi. So Midiraise there is Aloha Odom Moed Leilom. Odom Moed Leilom. Mishei b'meizi b'neir b'yoshin b'ines. Hamzgomo may be Potter, according to some Rashi. But Koritad is not. But like this, nothing on his gomo. So he's certainly chayev midraisi. So he's chayev in the neodom. But the chachomim won't be sakin takonim tikkun eilom. That he has to pay. He has to, that he's potter. Because in order the doctor shouldn't be deterred from curing patients. So that tikkun eilom only required that it should not be possible a liability, but not that there should be no liability altogether. Why should the Chachomim in Tikkun Eilom be misakin? He should be potter ligamre. It was only necessary in Tikkun Eilom that it should not be an enforceable liability, but an unenforceable obligation, so that could remain and be consistent with Tikkun Eilom. So I think that even Rashi, who vis-a-vis the Grome, says that Chayv Nishamayim means Nenev Nishamayim, but here he might agree that Chayv Nishamayim means a real Abish. I'm not sure, but it's very likely that in respect to this Chayv Nishamayim, where Midraisi is Chayv in the Neodom, but only with Nitikun Eilom, the Chachomim, remove the Neodom, So it's the only what they only removed the Odom as far as being impossible by best, but as an unimpossible obligation, it remained. I'm not sure, but it's very likely. So now, that is in regard to malpractice that results in injury of the patient. Now, yes?
Wrong words that cross is having the right...
Oh, one second. I'll discuss that. Now the third subtopic. Passive and malpractice. Now, when today passive malpractice is discussed, they don't mean a prescription. Let's say a doctor prescribes a certain medicine that turns out to be injurious to the patient. That today would not be considered as passive. I'm calling it passive. Because why? Because the I don't have the Shailos Teshuvos Tashbats, but it's Chilek Shlishi of Shailos Teshuvos Tashbats. To the pay date, we have it. Who kirefe human vinosnu rishus beznu rapids vitor vizik vi kirotose reif macherim umni chayvu bein bishegit bein binezit in adin kidin chayvu vim hirgish yesh le din ritzeach vim loitor vi osu aro lase shalush ase vichopo potam tiktikan eilo vidini mosu lishamay vim hor agelet in Mosul Yisam Neroli, have a mazik for Yitzeach, and Mishalim, in Neregol, and in Yisro. All right, then he says, V'nire, ki pirish, reifi umen, hu reifi ha-chabui, min leches ha-yad, shkakose yuzdeine hi chabole urtzich et iparzer, shi yido teiro, shafin machat et zorch umen. Abo, reifi chilim, b'mashkin, b'mishal shal yiz, b'machakocheiz, b'machatzoiz, b'hanocheiz, אין מיקרו רייפי אומן על רייפי סתם, ואין אי בכלל זה, שאין בו לידי חבול על ישחייב בן זוקי, ואין שוג אק אוי היזי והניס, אוי היסי, מחריף על מחי והחילים, ואין נסחבן לרפס, ואין נסחבן להזיק, פות הרוח מדיני שמיים, שאין לי אלו מה שאין את רייס, אלו שאין לי לדבר בפני מי שגודל ממנו בחוכמו, ולוי לסמך על נשיאי סוף, ועל זה אמרו, תיף שברפים לגנים. So, יוחמי שאומרו, תיף שפתבוכים שופי של המולים. So, so the Ramban pointed out, one shouldn't think that since תיף שברפים לגנים, that one should not be a doctor. So the Ramban says, תיף שפתבוכים, תיף שפתבוכים שופי של המולים, and תבוכים doesn't mean a butcher. תבוכים means a שוחת. בזמן הגמורה, it seems, that the shochtim were the butchers also, it was Einach, but taboch in the more means a shochet. It means a butcher too, because it was the same profession, they combined it. The butcher was the sheikhet, and the sheikhet was the butcher, his mangal. So does that mean that one should not be a sheikhet? So then no one will be able to admit. So what the Mishnah says, teif shetabat ochim tshuti shalamorit, so the answer is, it means he's teif shef tabochim if he's not zoya, but if he is zoya, adarab, so schusi godo. So the same thing is true. The same thing is true of teif shebereifim is legenim. The Ramban says it means if he's teif shebereifim and he's not zoya because he arrogates to himself many daring things, experimental things, then he's legenim. But if he's a reifei who is cautious and he consults other doctors also, and he only does that which seems to be indispensable for the recovery of the patient, then it's the biggest schus. This is what Rambam says. And I think the Masho says that the nicht ne says typische Berichten beginnen. In other words, not as everybody assumes, even typische Berichten, even the best among the physicians beginnen. No, dafke typische Berichten. In other words, if he's an outstanding doctor and becomes arrogant, he's such a renowned doctor, then he's likely to be again. But if he's not teacher Bereifi, if he doesn't consider himself a teacher Bereifi, then he's Ligani. That's the shot by the Rasha. Anyway, but the Tashbat says here one chiddush, that when does the Tosefta say that Reifei Umen Sheripei Bershus Bezdi Bishayi, so mit the Reise is Chayim, but his Potter in Odom, the Reise is Chayim in Odom, but but he's still chayv nishamayim. That is, if the reifei was mazik bin lechas hayat, in other words, he performed surgery, and that resulted in the mutilation or the injury of the patient. But suppose he didn't do any refuya bin lechas hayat, he, by means of prescribing certain medicines, he prescribed certain medicines, and then those medicines turned out to be injurious to the patient, so then he's not chayev even on the reise level, and even within shamayim is potter. Why? Because since he was mischabein lerefuah, and he was not mischabein chas v'sholem to be mazik, and so if he did it b'yodayim, let's say he performed an operation, so even though his motive was sublime, so then he still chayev midereise in the odom, and in the tikkun olam he's part of the odom, but he's still chayev nishamayim. Mashen kein, if he did it al dikorome, by means of prescribing certain medicines, and those medicines turned out to be injurious, so then he's part of the nishamayim. It's a bit rich. So it's a kalachina. If in the case where a doctor was guilty of malpractice, not in the performance of an operation, but in prescribing certain medicines, he's potter in shamayin. Al haskama v'chamo, where a doctor was completely passive, he didn't even prescribe injurious medicines. He just didn't prescribe any medicines. Nothing. He was completely passive. So he's certainly potter even within Shammai, according to the Tashbat. But we have to understand this Tashbat. Why does the Tashbat say that in the case where the doctor injured the patient, not directly, through an operation, but through the prescription, so then he's even with the rice is potter. So that you understand. With the rice is potter because it's gome. Gome is potter in the other. Gome is potter in the other. So we don't have to resort to Tikkun Olam. But why does he say that he's potter in the Shemayim? That's a chiddush. Why should he potter in the Shemayim? So it seems to me that this Tashbaz is telling the Machlekes Rishonim in Baba Kama. Now the Miri says in regard to Gromek, that Gemara that from Hei in Baba Kama of Dalet Vorim Reise Yisom Potad Min Odom V'chai Rin Shomai. So the Miri says mentions the whole list of gomes that is put in the Chayim Shemayim. And then he says there are many more. He says, V'harbi hayitzebeil shu grome u'pota el sheyesh mehem. There are certain gomes she pota av b'nei Shemayim. V'hu sheikav nosei klal lehazik. Jehu Yedea Tolum Islev. In other words, if it is a Gromi, and the Kavanose was not Lahazik, so then he's part of in the Neshamayim. So obviously, that is the sheet of the Tashbats. Because the Tashbats says that when do we say that Reipim and Sheripim the Shuv Bezdin the Sheik, that the Sheik means that Kavanose was Lahapim, but he made a mistake, and he turned out to be Jewish. So he's part of the Yodom because of Tikkun Olam, but he's still Chayv Neshamayim in spite of the Tikkun Olam. He's Chayv Neshamayim. That is only if he was Hizi Biodai. But if he was Hizi Kalbigome, he may prescribe certain medicines that turned out to be injurious to the patient. So he's Potter even in Neshamayim. Why? Because his Kavone was Lerapes, not Lahazi. There's the Shite of the Miri. Because the Miri mentions the cloud that wherever he is a Gome, and Gome is Chayv Neshamayim, but if the Kavone is good, then there is no Chiv Neshamayim for Gome. If he's real dying, if it's real dying, so then it doesn't make any difference. But if it's Gome, and if the Kavone was to help him, not to be Mazik, so then he's not a Mazik. In other words, the Pshat in the meaning is that when a person does something directly that is injurious, not for a Gome, so then whether his Kavone is good or not, doesn't make any difference. If somebody hits the other person, Mamik will die. So then he's considered a Mazik, a Chevel, even if his Kavone was not to do something wrong. Even his Kavone is the best. Mashenkin, when he doesn't do Biodai, only Aldi Gome. So if his Kavone was Lehel, so then he's not considered a Mazik altogether. He's not even considered a Geren. Because, you know, many, many times a person does something that in a remote way it might cause harm to another person. But if he doesn't intend to cause harm to another person and he doesn't do it directly, but only al bigome, so he's not considered a Mazik. That's the shita. And it seems that there is a machlekes rishonim. Now, I mentioned the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, In other words, here was the fire. And then, if he didn't move it closer to the fire, then the fire wouldn't have come, wouldn't have burned the comb. But he moved it from here to here. Once he moved it here, so the fire was able to consume the comb. So why shouldn't he be hired with the Nehoro? So why does Rabbi Yeshua say that he's part of Nehoro? As a result of bringing over the Kemo closer to the fire, so the fire was capable of reaching the Kemo for a Ruach Mitzuyo, for an ordinary wind, so he should be Chayv in the order. So he's making an age. Elo! So as Tesis explains, Kein Chiluk v'mikare dover itzal eish, u'v'mikare for eish itzal adover. So he should be Chayv in the order also. Elo dimatye b'ruach shem Mitzuyo. When do we say that when he brings it over closer to the fire, so then he's part of the order, Chayv in the Shemayi, well, even the place where he brought it over, it still is not accessible. The fire is still not accessible. The Ruach Mitzuyo. But only to the Ruach Shein Mitzuyo. So then the Neodom is brought there and is Chayv Neshamayim. The Ravashi Omar, Tomu Nitma, Bishim Nishav Yitomu Beish. When Rabbi Yeshua says, Akif Kavos Yishu Chavir Yad Leike, so he has reference to a case where there was this comma here, and then there was a fire. And what did he do? He covered it with something. So, in other words, if he hadn't covered it, so then the one who made the fire over here would have to pay. Now that he covered it, so he manipulated that he should become tamur. So the one who made the fire, so he did a favor to the one who made the fire. Like this, the one who made the fire would have to pay to the one whose komo was burned as a result of covering up the komo. So he manipulated that the one who made the fire will not have to reimburse the bala komo for the damage, for the loss sustained by the bala komo. So that's why he's part of the other, because actually he didn't feed the fire, the other person did the fire. But if not for him covering the komo, so then the other person who made the fire would have to pay the bala komo. Now he manipulated the balo eish should be part of paying to the bala komo. So that's only gome. So it's part of no dome chayim yishma. So the Gemara says, tomu nitna mishum nishav yitomu nish. So Teisa says the kashe. Oh, then the Gemara says, because the Gemara has the kashe, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua mention other gomes that is part of no chayim yishma? So the Gemara says, hani yitzrichal. Because all these mentioned, so there could be an argument that he's even part of the Yishamai. Let's say, according to Rav Ashi, that Kifit Komosi Shal Chaveri B'nei Adleike means that he covered the Komo and he manipulated that the Baal Reish should be put up to pay to the Baal HaKomo. So I could say, Rav Ashi, the Oma Name Tomu Nitma Ma'u Niteime Ano Kisuye Kasise Ne'elech Uv Niloch. Because I could argue that the one who covered the komo could say, listen, I tried to help you out because I thought by covering up your komo, so the komo will be protected against the fire. So maybe I shouldn't even be chayiv nishamai. So komash melon, that even so is chayiv nishamai. So Teisa says the kashya. What do you mean? We are talking about the chiyuv in Shemayim. So, in Shemayim they know whether his intention was good or his intention was malicious. So, the intention of the goal of Yodua Limokin, Liman is having in Litevo in the wrong. The Yesh Lema, the Afiyuv is having Litevo, Shalimaya Lisraim, the Yuchal Hatzil Balabai, the Zirkach, Mikol Mokin, Bin Shemayim Chayet. How could we have this algadaito that in the case where a certain person covers up the komo and that he should be part of the shamayim, because he could say my intention was to protect you against the fire, to protect the komo against the fire. It's a question of the shamayim. Now the Rebbe Yisrael knows whether his intention was to protect the komo against the fire, or his intention was to manipulate so that the Baal Reish will not have to pay. So how could I have such a sabbataito? So Teisa says, no, even if it is a kalapishmaya goal that his intention was to protect the komo against the fire, but it turned out that he made a mistake. It's not that he protected by covering other komo. So it's not that he protected, on the contrary. So he made it more accessible to the fire. He made a mistake. So even in such a case, where his intention was to protect the Baal HaKomo, so he's still chayiv nishamai. So in other words, Teisves is chilik at the Rabbah. The Rabbah merely says that the Dalet boy, where he's chayiv nishamai, so it's only if his kavoneh was not litevo. But if Skabone was the table, so then Gome is Potter Ibn Shamayim. Teis Vishiti is that even where the Kabone is the table, so still he is Chayiv in Shamayim. And then the Shin Kupetzes mentions other Vishayim who are involved in the same Achleis. Or Ravashe Doma Name Tomo Nidra, or Mao the Teine, Ano, Kisuye Kasise. Ubinishamai Namu Lechaiv Kamashmalon, Perush Afal Pishikab Nosi Lehazik, אינו ללוח הזו כדאי, לא ישחי ולאו להישלם, ואפילו בני שמיים, כמשמו, כמשמו, סודק, דרושיתי, סודרושיתי, סויסז, ומדברי הרב אמירי משמע, ותאי סבס חלקנו, ומדברי הרב אמירי, סותאי סבס, שיטי יז, דתיבני דגבוני יז לטייבו, סויס דלחי. So, and the raw is really candidates. Umidivre Araba Mirizal, Mashma the Sphirly Kipeo Shorazal, Shekosa, who is so lake on Spachetes, U Bo, the Toman Commosis of Habere, the Nazis Tomon Biesh, the Nifta Balat Lake on Mitashwell, Harioch Lema Shalitabon is Harry, Shalivaya Eish Kokar, the Ninzo Shain Kankabonel Hazik, Ipotam Yodom. ומכל מוקים חייב בדין שמיים עם הויסו כוונוסי להפקיע את התשלומים. So when is the חייב בדין שמיים? If the כוונה was to manipulate, the devaluation should be potter. But if the כוונה was to protect the בלקומו, then is not חייב בדין שמיים. So in other words, so there is a מחלקס between Teisves on one hand and the Ro and the Miri on the other. According to Teisves, so even when the chiyuv b'nishamayim for gome, so he's still chay b'nishamayim, even though the kavone is l'teivo. And according to the roh and teisves, and according to teisves, that's the shite. So the shite of teisves is that even when the kavone is l'teivo, so he's still chay b'nishamayim. And according to the miri and the ro, so when do we say he's chay b'nishamayim if the kavanose was not l'teivo? But if the kavanose is l'teivo, then he's not chay b'nishamayim. So it's mistaber, it follows that the tashbat shite is like the miri and the ro shite, not like the teivo shite. That's why the tashbat says that when does the Sefer say that raping women should be in the Shul's Bezdin, the Hizik, the Shege, is Potam in Odom, beginning also Lashomayim? So that is only if he was Mazik B'Yodayim. So even though B'Shege can have no serious little table, so he's still Chayim Lashomayim. But if he was Mazik Al-Bikrome by prescribing certain medicines that turned out to be injurious to the patient, what his kavone was to cure the patient, then he's part of Nishamayim, because the Tashbat Shite is like the Ro and the Miri, but according to Teisves, he would be Chayv Nishamayim even if the detriment resulted from a prescription of the Grome, not the Yevirbay. So we have a Machlash. Now, the next question is, suppose he doesn't even prescribe the doctor, doesn't even prescribe a detrimental, a injurious medicine, but he just is completely passive. He doesn't prescribe anything. And it turns out that he could have prescribed the medicine that would have resulted in the recovery of the patient. So according to Teisa Shite, would he be chayev b'din shamayim or he wouldn't be chayev? That is the next question. Now,